In 1811, desperate British textile workers stormed factories under cover of darkness, hammers in hand, destroying the mechanical looms threatening their livelihoods. These Luddites weren't mindless technophobes, but skilled craftsmen facing economic extinction. Their fears echo in our modern anxiety about artificial intelligence and automation. Throughout human history, technological progress has created both winners and losers, a pattern that continues to shape our economic and political landscape today. When new technologies replace human labor rather than enhance it, they trigger resistance from those whose livelihoods are threatened. This fundamental tension between technological progress and human welfare lies at the heart of our economic history and future. For millennia, humanity was caught in what Carl Benedict Frey calls a technology trap, a pattern where labor replacing innovations faced fierce resistance from workers and elites alike. When Roman Emperor Vespasian rejected a labor-saving device for transporting columns, declaring, "How will it be possible for me to feed the populace?" he recognized that technological unemployment could trigger social unrest, threatening his rule. Queen Elizabeth I denied a patent to William Lee's knitting machine in 1589, fearing it would create beggars of her subjects. In Germany, automatic looms were prohibited for decades. The Industrial Revolution transformed human history, though its early decades brought suffering we've largely forgotten. Before 1840, despite expanding output, living standards stagnated. Workers faced hazardous conditions, while economic gains flowed to industrialists. Real weekly wages rose just 12% between 1780 to 1840 as working hours increased 20%, effectively reducing hourly pay. Meanwhile, profits doubled and inequality soared. Britain's difference wasn't the absence of resistance, but the government's response. When mechanized factories displaced traditional systems, authorities deployed 12,000 troops against protesters, more than Wellington commanded against Napoleon. Political power had shifted to merchants who benefited from mechanization. The second Industrial Revolution, beginning in the 1870s, marked a fundamental shift. Workers embraced mechanization because benefits were widely shared. Technologies like internal combustion engines and electricity created enormous new industries. Factory electrification transformed manufacturing, though its productivity benefits took decades to materialize. The breakthrough came with unit drive, where individual machines had their own motors, enabling factories to reconfigure around assembly line techniques. The automobile revolution fundamentally reshaped American life. Henry Ford's Model T democratized car ownership, with prices dropping from $950 in 1908 to $263 by 1927. Agriculture modernized rapidly as tractor adoption surged from 3.6% in 1920 to 80% by 1960. The workforce underwent a dramatic shift. Agriculture share fell from 45.9% in 1870 to just 1% by 2015. Between 1900 and 1970, America grew both wealthier and more equal, creating a middle class where blue-collar workers could afford homes, cars, and vacations. Electrical appliances transformed household labor, reducing physical drudgery and facilitating women's entry into the workforce. A key distinction exists between enabling technologies, enhancing worker productivity, and replacing technologies, eliminating jobs. Industrial Revolution technologies initially replaced workers, causing resistance, before evolving into enabling tools that gained wider acceptance. The computer era fundamentally transformed labor markets. Before 1946, computers were actually humans, mostly women, performing calculations. Early computerization targeted routine, rule-based work like payroll processing and accounting, stable jobs that ironically supported a significant portion of the American middle class. Time magazine's 1982 designation of the personal computer as Machine of the Year marked the acceleration of office automation. As computers became affordable, routine employment declined across industries. computerization remains constrained by two limitations. Humans possess tacit knowledge difficult to program, and computers struggle with physical tasks humans find simple. This created labor market polarization. Growth in high-paying complex jobs and low-paying service jobs, while eliminating middle-skill positions that once sustained middle-class livelihoods. Today's situation echoes Engels's pause during the Industrial Revolution, when mechanization worsened economic conditions despite productivity growth. Since 1979, American labor productivity has grown 8 times faster than hourly compensation, with gains flowing predominantly to capital owners rather than workers. The computer revolution has transformed entire communities. Since 1979, over 7 million American manufacturing jobs have disappeared, with industrial towns suffering most severely. Once thriving blue-collar towns now present split-screen nightmares, where manufacturing jobs have vanished while births out of wedlock and child poverty have risen. These social problems directly connect to labor market outcomes. When workers' earnings fall, illegal activity becomes more tempting and marriage rates decline. Plant closures cause not just income losses, but significant increases in short-term mortality rates. America's geographic income convergence stopped in the 1980s as cognitive segregation intensified. Historically, migration from poor to wealthy regions equalized incomes across the country. This pattern broke when new jobs clustered in skilled cities with strict land use regulations, making them unaffordable for unskilled workers. Automation's impact varies regionally. Over half of America's industrial robots are concentrated in just 10 states, mostly in the eastern heartland where male joblessness is highest. The result is a divided America, where once prosperous manufacturing cities have declined, while skilled cities have flourished. As the middle class has shrunk, moderate members of Congress have disappeared, creating a polarized system where conservative and liberal have become almost perfect synonyms for Republican and Democrat. Economic inequality fuels political division, which makes addressing inequality harder, a self-reinforcing cycle. The decline of unions has had profound consequences. In the 1950s, the United Auto Workers negotiated the Treaty of Detroit with major car companies, securing better wages for labor peace. Today, workers and employers do not trust each other to pledge much of anything, as union influence has waned. Political parties have shifted away from representing the unskilled. Left-wing parties, once supported by less educated voters, are now associated with highly educated elites, creating what Thomas Piketty calls a multiple elite party system where the educated elite votes left while the wealthy vote right. This has left unskilled workers detached from mainstream politics. Though globalization receives more attention, automation has played a greater role in deindustrialization and inequality, with 85% of Americans now supporting limits on automation to hazardous jobs only. To avoid the upheaval of past technological revolutions, we must ensure benefits are widely shared. Education is crucial. America's economic dominance in the 20th century stemmed from having the world's most educated population. Educational inequality represents our primary policy challenge. Early childhood education offers the most effective solution, with quality preschool programs for disadvantaged children yielding 7-10% annual returns through improved outcomes. Other solutions include wage insurance for displaced workers, expanded tax credits, reduced occupational licensing, and less restrictive zoning to help workers transition careers and relocate. The fundamental challenge isn't technological, but political and distributional. History shows that technology isn't inherently good or bad for workers. What matters is whether it replaces or enhances human capabilities, and whether our institutions ensure broadly shared benefits. The future depends not on technology itself, but on our collective choices about harnessing it. By learning from history's technology traps, we can build an economy where progress truly lifts all boats.